time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. A little warm outside this morning. 77 already this morning.
It's not going to get any cooler.
Remember, like, what was it, 4 or 5 days ago? Or maybe a month or so ago when it was still spring and we were griping about how cold and wet it was. And
when it skipped spring, yeah.
Yeah, when it skipped, that year it skipped spring and we didn't get any. Yeah. Yeah. Now what do you think?
It's a little toasty.
Now it's warm, a little humid, a little different.
Yeah.
We'll get used to it.
Welcome to summer.
We always do. Yeah. I'm not complaining about it. I'll take this every day. Like you said, these are the days you dream about in January when it's 20 below. Just remember that. I don't ever dream about 20 below this time of the year. Ever. No. Never.
They're good for the air conditioning repairman.
That's true. It is. That humidity can be tough on folks. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, just wonderful.
Well, good. Tell us about Camblin's.
Frustration sets in real quick when something goes wrong with your plumbing and you don't know who to trust. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been solving people's problems for over 95 years now, learning each and every year better product and better ways of making your frustrations go away. We have learned that quality far outlasts price and that quick fixes only end up costing you more money. Our technicians are trained and retrained and are up to date with the latest technology that will give you the peace of mind and trust in a service company that you need. Give us a call the next time at Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Well, the 4th of July holiday weekend is now behind us. Hope everyone had a good one and a safe one. Hopefully a fun one. Got a chance to do lots of things?
Work.
What?
Yeah. Working on the house.
Oh, that kind of, well, yeah. Well, you got yourself into that.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about work at work, and I thought, well, then just gripe to the boss.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He don't listen.
I know. Your boss is a jerk, so is mine.
Yeah.
Chris says that, too. We kind of preface this morning. You know, it's warm, it's humid. We're past the 4th of July holiday weekend now, so here in Iowa, that can only mean one thing. What's next? Corn dogs?
State fair.
Well, that'll be a little further down the road, but county fair season's now into the swing of things. You're a little bigger than I'm thinking, a little smaller than what you guys are thinking. But, yeah, you start thinking corn dogs and carnival rides and rodeo shows and all kinds of different types of activities and things, 4-H and FFA projects, lots of animal exhibits and things. It's that time of the year now where we kind of turn the calendar over a little bit and we start focusing a little bit more on some other things. I know we do here at the office. We hit a bunch of area county fairs. You probably are used to hitting your own county fair, whichever county that you live in locally. So I'm sure you're very used to the schedule and the way things are done and all the entries and the type of things that go on during the course of your county fair week. But there are a lot of county fairs that we'll hit. Gosh, we're going to be at Shelby County Fair later this week. We'll be at Adair, Pottawatomie, and Audubon County Fairs. We'll be at Montgomery County Fair, the Cass County Fair, the Guthrie County Fair later in the summer over the Labor Day period. But there'll be a lot of fairs around the region that we're going to start to visit here in the coming days and coming weeks. Whew. I'd like to say it's hard work. It's not. It's just windshield time for us. You know, it's a lot of windshield time, but it's good. It's fun. I mean, you get to get out and see a lot of people. You know, we spend a lot of time in our business sitting here kind of talking to ourselves sometimes, it feels like, because we're just in a small little glassed-in room, and we don't really get to see our audience at all unless we get out and about. It's kind of nice to be able to do those kinds of things and go out and see people once in a while, especially if we get a chance to get out and see people having fun. And the youngsters really get a kick out of a lot of that stuff, too. If you've ever seen a young child's face light up when they win a nice ribbon through their 4-H and FFA projects and things, you realize why they go through all the work and effort that they do in trying to put some stuff together. And some pretty creative stuff, too. I'm always amazed. You know, one of the things that sometimes people forget about when they do get a chance to hit their county fair. If you don't have kids who are involved in the 4-H and FFA portions of things, if you don't have a week off to go and enjoy some of the daytime stuff that goes on and what have you, you know, if you're someone who is working during that time frame, and really all the time you have is to maybe pop in at night after work, maybe enjoy a meal there, perchance enjoy the entertainment and things. You know, maybe you don't get a chance to walk around quite as much and see some of the things. Maybe you're just specifically going to for some event, so you don't really have the time to wander and stuff. It is kind of neat to kind of walk through some of the buildings and stuff, see some of the different projects that the youngsters have put together. It's really creative. I've always wondered how they come up with a lot of these. Is there a book somewhere? I wasn't in 4-H as a youngster. I was a city kid, and city kids weren't in 4-H back then, right? They are now. But I've always wondered, is there a book somewhere where they come up with all these ideas for some of these projects that they put together? Some of these kids are really creative. It's really kind of neat to see some of the effort. I realize some kids are throwing stuff together at the last minute. It's no different than schoolwork in some cases. Some kids work real hard on putting their essays and things together. Some kids will, you know, hash them together the night before they're due. But, you know, in large measure, you can walk in and you can see some of these projects and you realize that they didn't just put it together last night. A lot of thought, effort, and time went into that, and a lot of creativity. There's some pretty neat projects out there, too. It's many times we walk through there and we look at some of the things and we keep thinking, especially like the woodworking projects and some of that type of stuff. You look at it and think, yeah, I could do that, but where am I going to find the time?
Yeah.
How am I going to, if I get started, will I finish it? You know, will I be able to keep after it and all that kind of stuff? So, well, they have a little bit of free time during the summer, so they get after those things. But a lot of good stuff out there. It's really fun. I know I enjoy the food every year. Boy, that's starting to show more and more as the years go on, too. But I always enjoy getting out and getting a chance to visit a little bit with folks and see some of the things that go on. And, you know, in some instances, you know, it's about the only time you get to see some folks. You know, unfortunately, you just don't get a chance to get out as much as you'd like. You know, you go to the different county fairs, and maybe you only see some of these people. You know, I go to East Pottawatomie County Fair every year over in Avoca, and one of the first couples I seek out every year, Grace and Wiley King. You know, I've known them for years, and they're always volunteering every year. It seems like they're at the fair, and unfortunately, it's about the only time I get to see them every year and visit a little bit. So, you know, you get to making these friendships over time and stuff, and I guess that's kind of one of the things that fair is good for a lot of folks around the area is it's almost like a class reunion or a family reunion, that type of thing, where you get a chance to get together with people only, you know, maybe once a year, but you get a chance to sit down and visit a little bit. So it's good that it has a chance to bring people together that way, too. All that said, the Shelby County Fair actually has already started. They got underway yesterday with some of the activities and things, some of the early judging. They had like dog 4-H and FFA dog show yesterday, the open class dog show as well, the steer heifer feeder calf show all went on yesterday. So they're already going, taking kind of a break today, but they're going to get back into action again. And then they'll have a lot of stuff during the course of the rest of this week and toward the weekend. Grandstand entertainment is always a big deal at a lot of the county fairs. Of course, that brings in the nice crowds in the evenings. Folks come in and perhaps spend some money having dinner with their families there. They enjoy some of the entertainment there, hopefully get a chance to wander around. Maybe the kids get out to the carnival areas and some of the fairgrounds to enjoy some of that. Coming up on Wednesday night at the Shelby County Fair, they'll have a tractor pull at the grandstand. And then later on, coming up on Thursday night, they'll have their fair parade. That's one of the only county fairs I know of around here that has a fair parade each year to kind of get things going. And that'll be 6:30 on Wednesday night. And then they'll have the County Fair Queen Competition and Hall of Fame recognition as part of their evening program. Friday night, they've got some country music activities going on there. Saturday, they'll also have auto races at the grandstand. And then Sunday, they'll kind of finish things off with an afternoon session of figure eight races at the grandstand as well, including all the other things. Then a week from today, they'll have their 4-H and FFA livestock auction to kind of finish things off there, too. So, yeah, Shelby County Fair already getting started this week, and we'll have live broadcasts later on this week from the Shelby County Fair. So you'll have a chance to experience some of that and hear from some of those youngsters. Also, one of the other fairs that's got their schedules out coming up here pretty quick is the Adair County Fair down in Greenfield. They'll actually get started this week a little bit later on, as well as they'll have some activities going on Thursday as part of the county fair. They'll have their farmers market in the Greenfield Square this Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. Now, how is that tied into the county fair? Well, I'll tell you, because after the meal, and they're going to have a little entertainment, and the entertainment is the county fair queen judging at that particular time, so you can enjoy that. And then later on next week, they'll get things underway, too, with lots of different activities going on, and then they'll have lots of activities in the evening as well as part of their grandstand entertainment to get folks in there, too. They've got, you know, a lot of the stuff that they have going on might be awards and different types of things like that, the judging and stuff that they'll have, like Hall of Fame, 4-H Hall of Fame stuff, and alumni awards, the crowning of the fair queen. They'll have some things like that. They're one of their opening nights, and then they're going to move ahead and have a outlaw truck and tractor pull. They've also got planned supercross ATV races. A lot of stuff that's going to get you dirty, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Sit in the front row. Come away experiencing a little bit more than you wanted to. They're going to have a demolition derby as well. That always draws a big crowd, too. What is it about taking cars and smashing them together that people like?
It's just fun.
It is. It really is. It's a lot more fun in person than it is just watching it on the old television set, too, isn't it? But they'll have all kinds of good stuff going on there, too, and a Bill Riley talent show. They have a rodeo coming in as well. They have lots of things happening there, too. So, you know, some of these fairs, be prepared. Some of them, the locals will understand. But in some cases, there's admission fees to get onto the fairgrounds, and then in addition to get to the grandstand and stuff. In some places, there's no admission for the entertainment or no admission for the to get yourself on the grounds in the first place. But have a good time. Go with it. You know, the nice thing about county fair is you don't have to have a lot of money in your pocket. Take a family of four to a Major League Baseball game, for example, and it doesn't matter. Pick your park. You know, you go to Kansas City, Minnesota, Chicago, St. Louis. You're going to spend $200 easy. Easy. And that might just be the tickets. Mm-hmm. It may very well just be the tickets, but it's going to cost you a lot of money. You know, you can go to the county fair with a relatively normal amount of money in your pocket, what you carry usually day to day, and probably come away with a little bit left over, too, even with the family, after you enjoy a nice meal and some entertainment and stuff, too. So it's good entertainment. It's close to home, and it's here. It's just about that time, county fair season. So enjoy it. That's part of the fun and the heritage here in summer in Iowa. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Remodeling the bathroom or kitchen in your home can be a challenge. At Camlin Plumbing and Heating, we work hard to keep your remodel as calm and pleasant as possible. From products known for their quality and value to coordination with your carpenter, Camlin Plumbing and Heating has successfully remodeled several of your neighbors' rooms and produced a good experience for them to remember. With Kohler, Sterling, Delta, Aquatic, and many other brands to choose from, Camlin Plumbing and Heating will ensure that the job is done right and with longevity in mind. Give us a call to give you a free estimate on your next job. Call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in our Harlan store at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Tom Blodgett. The difference between school and life. In school, you're taught a lesson and given a test. In life, you're given a test that gives you or teaches you a lesson.
That's true. That's real true. And I think that's probably a better way to learn, too. Yeah,
you betcha. The old book of hard knocks.
That's right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out and make it a great day. And God bless America.